Good morning, beloved, and thank you for welcoming me into your home on this beautiful Tuesday morning for our edition of the 5-Minute Journey. Today we are in John chapter 15, verses 1 through 17, where God's people are sometimes described as a vineyard. You can see that in Isaiah 5, verses 1 through 7, Jeremiah 2, 21, Ezekiel 19, verses 10 through 14. Jesus identifies himself as the real vine and his followers as branches connected to the vine. Jesus tells his followers to remain in him so that they bear fruit that endures. Today's reading concludes with Jesus reminding his followers to love one another. And again, God's guiding word for us this week is spiritual renewal. So let's begin reading John chapter 15, 1 through 17. I am the real vine, and my Father is the gardener. He breaks off every branch in me that does not bear fruit, and he prunes every branch that does bear fruit, so that it will be clean and bear more fruit. You have been made clean already by the teaching I have given you. Remain united to me, and I will remain united to you. A branch cannot bear fruit by itself. It can do so only if it remains in the vine. In the same way, you cannot bear fruit unless you remain in me. I am the vine, and you are the branches. Those who remain in me, and I in them, will bear much fruit, for you can do nothing without me. Those who do not remain in me are thrown out like a branch and dry up. Such branches are gathered up and thrown into the fire where they are burned. If you remain in me and my words remain in you, then you will ask for anything you wish and you shall have it. My Father's glory is shown by your bearing much fruit, and in this way you become my disciples. I love you just as the Father loves me. Remain in my love. If you obey my commandments, you will remain in my love just as I have obeyed my Father's commands and remain in his love. I have told you this so that my joy may be in you and that your joy may be complete. My commandment is this: love one another just as I love you. The greatest love you can have for your friend is to give your life for them. And you are my friends if you do what I command you. I do not call you servants any longer because servants do not know what the master is doing. Instead, I call you friends because I have told you everything I heard from my Father. You did not choose me. I chose you and appointed you to go and bear much fruit, the kind of fruit that endures. And so the Father will give you whatever you ask of him in my name. This, then, is what I command you: love one another. And today's key verse is John chapter 15, verse 5, where Jesus said, I am the vine and you are the branches. Those who remain in me and I in them will bear much fruit, for you can do nothing without me. You know, beloved, you know, we all are traveling this road, dealing with everything that life throws at us, every testing that we face daily. All this we meet and keep our eyes focused as we head to that finish line, as we head to glory. And Jesus reminds us, you know, don't become insensitive to the daily grind. Life is difficult at times, and it's during those times that we need to remind ourselves that we are who we are and what we are because of who we are in Jesus. And so our goal in life is to remain in him and be ever so, have him, I guess, experience him so vitally in each day of our lives. And And then, as his word says, he'll remain in us, we'll remain in him, and whatever we ask the Father, he will do. So, let's pray. Lord Jesus, you are the real vine, and we are the branches. You have called us your friends. Keep me close so that I can remain in your love as a fruitful disciple. Amen. Well, our Tuesday morning together has come to an end, beloved. Join me tomorrow when we will be reading John chapter 15, 8 through 16, John chapter 15, verse 18 through chapter 16, verse 4, when Jesus warns his followers that they will be persecuted. Until tomorrow morning, then, beloved, may God richly bless each of you.